know, in this new week that you are entering, you are going to experience supernatural intervention. You are going to experience supernatural intervention in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is going to turn things around for you. There are about 5 of you here. You are having a new testimony concerning your health. I tell you, the Lord is correcting everything that concerns you. I see the Lord touching those who have issues with their ears. You are receiving healing now. As I release the word, the corrective power of God is moving and is changing things in the atmosphere. There are healings in your belly, healings in various. Oh my goodness. The hand of God is coming upon you and is bringing you transformation even in your health. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have your seat in God's presence. As the service goes on, I want you to begin to check and do the things that you couldn't do. And you are going to see that the Lord has touched you. Amen, 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 amen. Are all the ACs on? All right. I feel a bit hot. Glory to Jesus. I want to thank God for your lives. You are here because of the mercies of the Lord. Where you are right now is not where Satan thought you would be. He thought he would have taken you out by now. But guess what? You are flying. Yeah. I tell you. And he will keep failing over your life. Amen. We've been having a great convocation since Wednesday. And today is going to be a very amazing one. We have not too much time to look into the word so that we can also have time to have our dinner, which is also what is our communion service tonight. You remember that night Jesus Christ told them to go make him dinner. And when they got to the place where they were going to eat, whilst they were eating, that was when he said that this particular meal at this particular time is now my body that is broken for you. And this is my blood. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And they had a very amazing time. And so tonight also we're going to have communion. And this communion is going to typify and signify, better put, a new beginning.
Amen.
In this community.
Amen.
I tell you, it is a new beginning for this community.
Amen.
It is the time to herald an army of men and women who would surrender their lives to the service of Jesus. And I have a strong feeling, an assurance in my spirit, that you are part of that army. Yeah, you're part of that army. You know, we have resigned from ordinary lives.
Yes.
Huh? We have resigned. Our life will now count, and it will make meaning in heaven and on earth. We have resigned. We are not living for vibes and for stupidities. Eh? We are living for the purposes of God. Yeah. We are living with a sense of divine urgency. Yes. Until we see the whole world giving honor to whom honor is due, which is Jesus Christ. Are you together with me? I don't think God will need new set of people. I think you are the people God is talking about.
Yes.
Huh? There's nothing better to do with your life than to spend it serving the Lord. I tell you the truth. Any other thing you do with your life, you are going to regret it if you do not leave it in the service of Jesus. You know, many people think that when I preach this way, like, what so? You mean we will not have money? I tell you the truth, there will be fewer people wealthier than you. Very few people wealthier than you. We are going to be in stupendous wealth. But you see, it won't be about the wealth because we have found something more than the wealth. Are we together here? Have you ever seen a farmer at the end of harvest season where his testimony is that he has hoe and cutlass? The testimony of a farmer is fruit. It's not tools. So money can never be our testimony. Because money is not the fruit. It's just the tool. Are we together here? What a great time to be alive. You know, the enemy was so mad. I didn't know he was mad. He's been mad about this meeting. You know, early this morning when I was about waking up, a barrage of devils came into my room, like devils. They entered my room. You know, I didn't even know that we're making him mad. And then they came to, like, they wanted to oppress a man with a beard. And then I was about waking up when it was this crazy experience. It was a barrage of devils. And they busted inside my room. With, you know, sometimes when the devil attacks you, after he comes to meet you, he will now start to do what? This one, they came with the, immediately, they came with the demonic powers. And then it looked like it would be overwhelming. It looked like that. So I wanted to quickly, you know, release my own. And then the Holy Spirit inside me told me to calm down. The Holy Spirit, he said, calm down. He said, if you respond out of anxiety, your power will not flow. The Holy Spirit inside me said, calm down. Because the way they, boom, I wanted to, come on. So the Holy Spirit inside me told me, he said, if you respond in anxiety, the power won't flow. So I just calmed down in the spirit. And in a few seconds, they disappeared. You know, they are just crazy people. Crazy spirits. But I believe that it's because we have been... It's just aggression. It's nothing. It's just aggression. It's just because of the glorious things that the Lord is doing in our midst. You know, yesterday we learned... We arrived at grace yesterday. Now you are sure that you have grace. I want you to go back and listen to those meetings. Of course you will. You have to. You have to do a retreat with those meetings. For those of you who are visiting us for the first time, this is the barracks. It's the training camp for rugged soldiers of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a barracks for world changers. World changers. This is the third place I'm preaching today. I've gone to several places. If I wanted to cancel the, I thought to escape, sir. But the Lord allow me. I'm a strong man of Christ. Soldier of Christ. Now, when we look at our beautiful scripture in the book of Nehemiah, we have been looking at Nehemiah. And the emphasis we laid, was it yesterday? We laid an emphasis from Matthew chapter 11. And I reminded us that one of the things God wants to do to us is that He intends to shift our location. You see? Huh?
Yes, sir.
From the earth realm and take it to another realm. Huh? Am I not correct?
Yes, sir.
From the earth realm and take it where? To the realm of the spirit. To the realm of the kingdom. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you. So one of the reasons why you labor and you are heavy laden is because you have not gone to him. You have to change location. Then learn of me. You see, you take my yoke upon you, learn from me. So he's saying that, I want to give you a new yoke. Now, what I've been preaching is how to carry the Lord's yoke so that you can have the Lord's rest. Now, if you can't, listen, your problems is heavier than God's own. You know, God also has problems. He has things he needs to solve. And then he calls us to join him in solving it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
What is God's problem? God's problem is how we can get souls delivered from Satan, both at salvation level and even after they are saved, get them to walk in kingdom life. Now, that is the work of God. Now, God says, that particular yoke is easy. Huh? That particular yoke is easy and that particular burden is light. Are you with me? So you see, when you are heavily burdened there, most times, it's because you are carrying a yoke and a burden that the Lord did not give to you. Yeah. I say it many times, a lot of people are praying a prayer. They are asking for what God did not promise them. And then you are going to have a lot of reasons to be sorrowful. Are you with me, friend?
Yes, sir.
You must learn to walk with God. Walking with God must be the priority of your life. Are you with me, friend?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. You are meant to be living. Listen. What preaching do we want to preach to a world that is so confused and traumatized if we ourselves have not found rest? What are you preaching if you have not found rest? Why are you inviting me to your trouble? Why should I accept your chaos? Are we together here? So, you see, rest is found when you have resign from living for yourself. And you have decided to live for Jesus Christ. Then you have found rest. When that becomes your purpose in life, then you will find rest. Then you will now see God then begin to take care of what others are stressing about. Now, when you read from the book of Matthew chapter 6, you know, tonight is your night of complete deliverance. I tell you. It's your night of total deliverance. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19. The Bible says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. A lot of people think the Bible is talking about don't put money in the bank account. No, that's not even treasure. Do not lay on the earth treasures, you see, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves, they break in and then they steal. What's he saying? Look at the next verse quickly. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Now, all the simple thing in this scripture is saying is that treasure equals heart. That's the simple explanation of the scripture. It's saying, don't put your heart on earth. Take your heart and put it in heaven. Colossians put it a different way. Colossians says that you have now been risen. Set your affection or set your mind. Give me Colossians 3. Let's read it. It says, if then you were risen, you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Can you put me up? Tolu, put add more volume to the FOH. Don't add to the monitors. If then you were raised with Christ, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Listen, when you set your mind on things on the earth, it says moth, rust, and thieves used to get to it. So you are going to have repetition of sorrows and repetition of disappointments. If your heart is here, listen, you need to take away your heart from this place. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me say this to you. God has no promise. Are you? Oh, this one would. Let me not say this one. This one will make you angry. You live here. The promises of God. Listen. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. So that's the promise. That's where the blessing is domiciled. That's where the blessing is residing. It's in Christ. It's in heavenly places. So if you set your mind on things on the earth, are you with me? It will be difficult for God to reach you. If you set your heart on the things on the earth, it will be difficult for God to reach you. Your heart is not for the earth. Why do you labor for the meat that perishes? If you follow what perish, you will perish. It says, labor not for the meat that perishes. We are learning again to set our minds on the things that are above. Because until you do that, you will not even know who you are. Because God has no earthly plan for you. No, nothing here. Yeah. Why? Because this place is passing away.
Yeah.
So we are living in heavenly plan. Earth is just the location.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people have not even started living in the eye of God. A lot of the things you are praying about is not even close to what God has in store for you. Are you with me? It's difficult for God to reach you because he has put your blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you are never there. That's a sad thing. Can you say, I am there?
I am there.
Can you scream, I am there?
I am there.
I was 16 years old when it came for me. Oh, what a beautiful life. What a beautiful life. What a beautiful life. I didn't know. You see, none of my parents knew that I am meant to be an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. They can't know. How would they know? The Bible speaks about how we don't even know. We don't know who we are. We just know that when he appears, we are going to be like him. So it's the appearance of God that is our own appearance. We don't even know who we are. So all the things you are stressing about, are you sure it was Jesus that revealed it to you? We don't even know. We are stressing about earthly things. Instead of us to press into prayers for God to keep revealing himself to us so we can find who we are. You know, when I was younger, writing, when it was time to write Jump, there was nothing in the brochure that I wanted to become. I looked at that brochure, there was nothing there. You know, normal human beings wanted to become lawyer, doctor. There was nothing I wanted to become. I looked at that brochure from beginning to the end. I didn't have anything I wanted. I didn't have a dream. Listen, if not that I know Christ, if not that I'm walking with Jesus, I would have thought I'm a failure. Do you know why there was nothing in that brochure I wanted to become? You know why? Because there's nothing in that brochure God ordained me to become. That's why. So I'm not really a failure. I'm actually accurate. I checked the brochure. I had no passion for anything. You see, that's why when I met Toyosi when she was a little girl, and I saw that there's nothing she wants to. That's why I liked her. I said, Kai, this girl's like me. She also does not want to become something. Our friends would say, I want to do mass comm. I looked at her. I said, she doesn't know what she wants to. You know, there are some of you here, you don't know what you want to do. You are lying to everybody. You say, I want to be, you know, I asked one guy. He said, you know, I'm going into tech. He says, going into tech. By the time I asked him two questions, I found that his destiny looked more like carpenter, more. God ordained him. It's not ordained for which you use brain. It's ordained to use body. I tell you the truth. He said, I want to do tech. He's here. He's the person I thought about. My son Bawale said, I want to be a rapper. I told him, let that dream die. I said, don't worry, you will do rapper later. Make money first. Later, you will be rapper. You see, I didn't want to do anything. Do you know that when I was traveling last year, you see, my wife behind me contacted my university. You see? And that was the first time, you see, that they will find out whether I went to university or not. Because when I finished writing my exam in university, I left. You know, people used to check their results, whether it came out or not come out. They do clearance, you know. I never did. I just left. I said, oh, I'm done with university. I went. So what next? So I kept on doing other things. I got married, born children, and just living my life. So, she now told me that you are a graduate. You went to university. I said, hey, I graduated. Hey. She got my certificate from me. I said, wow, I'm a graduate. I was shocked. I'm not a bad grade. I was very surprised. I didn't know when we were going to NYC. I said, NYC, what are they doing? NYC. I said, I didn't do clearance. You know what it means in Nigerian university? When you finish in Nigerian university, you'll be looking for your result everywhere. You'll be calling level code. Shut the computer. Those of you who went to private school, you are blessed. Those of you who did not go, you are also blessed. You will run, you will beg, you will stand at lecturer's office from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Say, sir, can I, sir? Get out of here! These are the real terrorists in life. Only about three of them will be careful, all those lecturers. what I'm doing now, my parents can never know about it. I saw it in Jesus Christ. Listen, you are going to see something in Jesus Christ that you will live for.
Amen.
One day, I woke up one day and I saw one chicken one day at around 6:30 or 7. And the chickens woke up and started eating all around the compound a few years ago. Then, in the night, around 5 p.m., that chicken was still eating on the road in the same compound. Then it went to sleep later. Then the Lord told me later, the next day, the chicken woke up and was eating again. The Lord told me, this is how a lot of my children live, like chickens. He said, that's why your Yoruba added, said, Nkota maje lanwa. Allah my kakwa, then go to majewa. People wake up every day to look for what to eat. I tell you, and that is the purpose of their life. But how can God send you to the earth to eat? I tell you. A lot of you, the greatest achievement you've had is that you are eating. And your greatest vision in life is that you should be eating. That's why you are working at Ufe Jeon. I tell you. Then after a while, Ufe Washo. Then after you have worn clothes, you now imagine, Uyekile Kolino. You see, you are living like a chicken. You are made for more.
Yes.
Listen, you are made for something that angels will cheer you about. I tell you the truth. Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
What's the last scripture I told you to open? If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. All right? If you died, come on. If you died and your life, for you died, rather, and your life is what? Is hidden. Christ, you died. Have you seen a dead man worrying about rent? You see, there is a kind of peace God wants you to have. It's the peace of a dead man. Yeah. It's the peace of a dead man. I pray that Jesus will reveal these things to you.
Yeah.
That's my, because it's more than words. It's more than words. Even people, you see, people have even defined themselves. Like an old human being, he has defined himself as a hustler. Someone who God created and put his breath in. See, he's a hustler. You see, that's an abuse. It's an abuse and a misuse of yourself. I don't think you're an hustler. I think you are a glorious being.
Yes.
And I think you are a child of destiny.
Yes.
I think those kind of words describe you more.
Yes, sir.
You are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Huh? Are you not the workmanship of God?
Yes.
I say you are the workmanship of God.
Yes.
You were created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I say glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For we are his workmanship. Like when God says, when you ask God, what is your work? God says, my work is Zach.
Yes.
Yeah. He says, Zach is my occupation. Oh my goodness. That's why he never sleeps nor slumber, working on me.
Yes.
Bringing out beauty in me. He now says, when I work, this guy is my work, but when I'm done with him, as I'm working, he himself will now be doing works that look like my work. I tell you the truth. I'm the work of God. I'm the work of God. You know. The reason is that it is expensive is because it's Gucci. It's not. It's, if you use the same material, you still will not put the same. You won't have the liver. You see, I was in a airport one day, and one of the things I noticed is that there are some shops. that has crowd. I now notice that there are other shops. There's no crowd there. You see, I saw one there. Is it Christian Dior and one Lobutini also. I saw there's just one fine lady, well dressed. She's just standing somewhere, and the place is quiet. You see, other stores there was crowd there. I know for that sometimes crowd is not successful. Yeah. Sometimes crowd is common. Some of us are not waiting for the crowd to like us. Because what we have is not for the crowd. Some of us are not following the crowd. See those stores there? And the stores where there are no crowd, the stores are very fine. And the stores where there are no crowd, there are not too many products also. They don't have 85 bags. You just see, boom, one bag is here, one bag is somewhere. Just... I wanted to enter. I said, Lord. But I didn't hear God that she went and saw. So I just followed the cross. I tell you, I just went the way of the cross. We don't follow what's popular. I do not follow what's popular. Do you follow what's popular? No, you follow the witness of the spirit inside you. You don't know what's popular. You don't ask people, what's raining now? When you sleep tonight, you'll have an encounter that will change your life. It says, which God prepared beforehand. Where God has prepared work beforehand. So work is not a response to poverty. He said it is a work that has been prepared beforehand. That we should what? I like that word. Walk. Why are you walking in them? Because there's grace.
Yes.
So it's a walk? It's a walk. I'm walking in works. Have you ever asked somebody, how is my clothes? I said, we're walking it out. That's serious. God's kind of walk. You walk in it. That's why we don't rush. That's why we're not ambitious. Because it's a what? It's a walk. As he's walking in me for good works, I will be doing good. I will just walk in it. Oh, yeah, baradi, yeah, basekete, yeah, bashaka, papa, papa, papa. On this air, you are going to walk in divine things. Yeah. 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 Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. We are very fast tonight because I've hit what I want to hit. I wanted to hit something before I say something, and I've hit it. Now go to Nehemiah. Yesterday, it didn't happen. Oh Lord. Tonight is your night of change, I tell you.
Yes.
Tonight is your night of transfiguration.
Yes.
It is tonight you became somebody else.
Yes.
A shift has happened inside you.
Yes.
A shift. Your old self dropped. The old man dropped and a new one has risen. A new mindset.
A new mindset.
You are not who you used to be again. Listen, you have entered supernatural level of confidence. You have entered supernatural level of confidence. Confidence of purpose, confidence of calling, confidence of destiny. I see you walk in great things. I see you walk in it. Suddenly you know that it is possible. Suddenly you know. Suddenly you know. Suddenly. You just know it is possible. Listen, an Ibadan woman does not crack a brain to make Amala. I tell you the truth, I make it from my sleep. It's grace. He walks in it. You are, destiny becomes cheap. You are walking in it. I tell you. You wear your destiny like a cloth. You wear it. And then you just begin to glide. Oh my goodness. Oh, Tabaradias. Oh, Kobona. Sit down, sons of God. Daughters of God, sit down. Oh, yes. I will tell you some things. When I tell you those things, then we would activate a particular grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in this particular book of Nehemiah. You see, after Nehemiah spoke with the man who told him about the condition of Jerusalem. Are we together here? Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Nehemiah began to pray. You see, he began to pray. And with you, where am I opening? I'm messing it up. All right. And it came to pass when he heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted. You see, when I first met the Lord, you see, there was just something. I was looking for something. Those were the formative years. Those were the years I was supernaturally receiving my destiny. Those days, they don't cook for me. Because I won't eat. I didn't even know what I was fasting for. I was fasting and praying because I wanted that download. That holy download of my destiny inside me. So Nehemiah was in this place. He was just praying. For quite some days, he was praying. Then the next verse. Quickly. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, of earth. So he began to pray. Now go to the next chapter, quickly. Go to the next chapter. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. You know, I said I want to tell you some things. He said, I will just tell you some things. I've never been sad in his presence before. Therefore, the king said to me, Why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid. And said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad? Why should my face not be sad? When the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and the gates are burned with fire. Nehemiah said, why should my face not be sad? You see, a lot of people, they are no more sad because they have a great job. So the things of the kingdom is no more priority to them. So regardless of what's happening in the kingdom, they are okay. Why? Because their heart is on the earth. So they get their success from the earth. But me, I will not get my success from the earth. Listen, my passion is not dropping when more money gets to my account. No. Because that's not what we are looking for. Money does not solve our problem. Our problem is not money. Our problem is souls. Our problem is kingdom. Until we see we are not fulfilled. Hallelujah. Feeling until we see that we are not fulfilled. So Nehemiah said, why shouldn't I be sad? I ask all of you a question. Why shouldn't you be sad? Why? Why shouldn't you be sad? Why shouldn't you have a passion for the things of God? Why? Since we started the church, I've been praying every day. You know why? Because we have not seen what we want to see. And money is not part of it. We have seen money. We have seen millions. But that's not why we started a church. That was not why he called us. He called us. When he called us, he told us that there will be a mighty army of young men and young women who will be crazy after God, who will follow God, who will establish the kingdom of God in their. We have not yet seen that. So why won't we be sad? Why won't we continue praying? What he told us, he didn't tell us that the hope of our ministry is that we will pack the room. That's not what he told us. The city has not yet been converted to Jesus. Why would we be sad? And now he has even told us that we need to get the whole world. Why would we be sad? That the Jew is still on the field, that 33. What does he need? The man of God needs nothing in the earth. But when your heart is in the heavens, you will find out that you are not satisfied yet. May a car not give you peace. Say, oh, I bought a car. Oh, I bought a house and you are done. No, you are not done. No. We are not done. No. We are not done. No. We have not planted a million churches. So why are we done? I was talking to a white man and I was asking him, I was telling him, I'm a prophet. He said, prophet. He asked me, what's the meaning of prophet? I said, you don't know prophet. He said, prophet. I'm not talking of a French. I mean white man, full white. I said prophet. It's a prophet. I said, you don't know what prophet is. I never heard prophet. I said, prophet like a god, a type of a god. The white man does not know what prophet is. I was praying to somebody. I said, why are you not going to church? You, why? I was asking. I said, why? He said, I got to work. I said, why are you not? He said, I got to work. It's a dead nation. The nation is Jesus. So why am I resting? And Nizi, why am I resting? I can't rest. I will pray all my life so that I can get the kind of endowment that can bring the necessary change. And don't say that's how they were made. No. Many years ago, they were the ones who brought Jesus to us.
Yes, sir.
So something happened. They brought Jesus to us. Till today, when they are coronating their king, all they are reading is scripture. When they are coronating their king, they are reading terrific Bible. Even we cannot read those kind of words they talk. Powerful Bible words. But now they don't even know the Lord at all. I went to a very beggar church one day for service. We ate. And the church was big weight. And the youngest person I saw in that place would be like maybe 65. And the only place the service was as quiet as the mortuary. All of us were just quiet. Dead. The preaching is like casting news. Just cast more, small. When they are done, the prayer is there's a chorus. They will repeat the prayer. Everybody keep quiet. When they now said, after preaching, now say, let us pray. And I said, okay, this is the time for all of us to pray. So we knelt down and there was complete quiet. They should have said, let us meditate. I mean, complete. I thought it was time to pray. But it's complete. No. That's a great curse. I'm not going to rest. No. It's a curse. I won't rest until I receive power. So then, why should I rest? Why should I not? Why won't I be sad? Are you with me? And you know how the king found out? The king found out because Nehemiah had never been sad before. Now, how many human beings do you know that has never been sad before? So you can say that this particular human being is not a normal human being. He's one full of joy. It means that even while he was walking, there are fewer people, or there might never be anybody that is more diligent than Nehemiah. His diligence and joy was at another level. That the king, you know, some of us, the day we work hard, our bosses are surprised. I say, why are you happy today? You know, there are some of you, people ask you, why are you happy today? I say, you know, Emma Duleni. And even you back, go to Uganda, my friend, you know, every time I go to anything. I tell you. But when the Holy Ghost is upon you, one of the signs of it is diligence and joy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, diligence and joy. See, I'm a very diligent person. I tell you. When you are not diligent, you are a joker. If you're already complaining that work is too much, stop praying to be great. Because what do you think they are doing in greatness? Less work. Instead of praying for less work, pray for more grace. More grace is to do greater work with greater ease. Diligence. We have to be diligent in everything we do. You know, I told you, I'll tell you some things. If we're going to be the Nehemiah complaint, it has to be the diligent complaint. You see, it's not that you are tired, it's that you are spoilt. If you repair yourself, you will be able to do more. So don't argue. The current tiredness is not genuine. It's just the symptom of spoiltness. If you readjust yourself. You see, that's why a lot of Nigerian marriages don't work when they go to the West. A lot of marriages don't work. You see, because the men are spoilt. So when they get to the West, they won't be able to work. Yeah, you know, so most African men, for example, don't like to wash toilet, don't like to do anything. You see, because they are big men in Nigeria. You see, but when by the time they relocate, the wife will just tell them, and the guys won't, because there's nobody, because you can't take a help, because your help is wealthier than you. So after a while, you have to brace up. You will now find that it's not that you are tired, it's that you've been spoilt. You will now say that, I'm only gym 5 a.m. No, I'm only gym 5 a.m. It's not a grace on women. Can you say diligence and joy?
Diligence and joy!
You know, there are some people, when they are working, you almost want to tell them to stop working. Because their anger whilst they are doing the work, self. Okay, kukumashi, don't go do it. Yeah, there are women like that. Imagine they are working like this. They are angry. So, who put this thing here? And the marriage gets worse because of the anger she's using to do the work. If you are going to be angry, you see, we prefer dirty house and happy home. Yeah. If the house is dirty and we're happy, we prefer it. We don't want clean house and angry home. Women, please, if working will make you angry, leave it dirty. Let's be dirty in joy. So it's not just diligence, it's diligence and joy. When you are walking with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Don't you know there's a connection between hearing God and washing plate? Washing plates and hearing God is very, very related. You pick a psalm, you pick an hymn, you pick a spirit. You are the one telling yourself you are suffering. I'm telling you. You told yourself you are suffering. I wish I can hear diligence and joy.
Diligence and joy!
That's our culture. And that's our culture. We go the extra mile. And then what comes out of us is what? Is diligence and what? And joy. You know, Jesus told us that when we are fasting, we must make sure people don't see it. That's even fasting where you are really suffering. It's important that we maintain joy. He said, wash your... It's like when they are fasting, that's when they will not have a relationship with their toothbrush. So that everybody can know that they are fasting. They are sorrowful. Why not go and eat? And so when they're even fasting, you just see them, they'll just keep the food somewhere. You want to take it, say, no, don't take it. I said, but you know the chopper, no, just leave them. Then you now whisper, at the fast, na night. You are fasting, but you are still saving food. You are fasting, but you are still packing. Say, no trouble. Leave up now. Why do like this? Go to Misha Bahina. Why do you like this? They are still saving. They are still packing the food, saving it. So, you see, they will now, when it's now night, you see, they will experience morning, lunch, and dinner at night. No. When we are fasting, we focus on Jesus. Yeah, anybody can have it. No, that's how you must fast. Stop fasting and saving food. Stop that nonsense. You are not fasting to eat later. Are you? You did not decide to eat later. Is that what you decided? I want to eat later. Those kind of fast is that you just decide that majon later. That's not fasting. Fasting is I'm not going to concern myself with food. I'm going to concern myself with the Lord. That when it's time to eat, whatever is available, you eat. That's fast. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Can I hear diligence and joy again?
Diligence and joy!
Diligence and joy. That's our culture, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Is that not our culture? You know, this scripture, this thing that Nehemiah did, it also looks like the same thing that Jesus told us. In Matthew chapter 6, where he was talking to us about, well, not Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6 or something else, where he was saying that if you are not faithful with mammon, he said, who will give you the true riches? So sometimes, I know you cannot have access into the things of God if you are not faithful with natural things. If you cannot sweep the floor that was assigned to you, you can't change the world. Yeah. You cannot. If you have to leave the plate at home to run to church, it shows you will do the same to God. You see that right now God is shacking you. When something else shacks you again, you will leave God and go and do something else. Yeah. That's why you have to be careful how people entered your life. Be careful how they entered your life. You see, if they entered your life through betraying somebody, you are the next client. So don't just be happy that somebody came to your life. If the person betrayed somebody and came into your life, you are the new client. You are the latest fresh client. And you know, betrayal doesn't happen until after bonding has happened. So you are being prepared to be betrayed. So it's not like the person is nice. It's like saying a farmer is nice, so he's feeding his chicken. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He says, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit what? to your trust what? The true riches. Glory be to God. Now let's go back to our scripture. We're wrapping up now. And it came to pass. All right. Now I had never been sad. You know, I want to live this type of consistent life where people can say he has never been sad. He has never been rude. Eh? He has never been wicked. I want to live that kind of a life. He has never betrayed anyone before. Consistency in character. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Is that not a beautiful thing?
Yes, sir.
You see, it was because of this thing that he got, one of the reasons why he got favor with the king. Yeah. Therefore, the king said to him, "Why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid." And said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?" Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven and I said to the king, "Eh? Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing what I saw?"
Yes, sir.
The king asked him a question. He said, "So I prayed to the God of heaven." It means that the man is living in the spirit.
Yeah.
I tell you. His heart is above. He's just, he's sharp. I'm not going to be a fool in this life. I'll be connected to the spirit of God. He said, "I prayed to the God of heaven and said to the king, if it please the king and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my fathers." You know, one of the things I came to do this weekend and this week is that by the oil of God and by the words that I'm preaching, I'm going to send a lot of you. Yeah. You might not get what I'm talking, but there's going to be an anointing that is coming upon you that will make you locate your place of assignment.
Amen.
I know what I like about this. Nehemiah was just a man who had a normal, fantastic job. Yet he had a destiny in God. So a career does not mean you should be absent from ministry. Career, diligence in career qualifies you for ministry. You know, we have separated people in ministry and people in career and say, "I'm a career. I give to the work of the ministry." If I slap you. No. You are diligent in your calling, in your career, but yet you are fully in the ministry. Some of you are going to be pastors of mega churches, and yet you are MDCEO.
Yes,
oh! Yes. On board, the driver and be a lawful service.
Yes.
Our disciples, they go Masari one no more to it. My going my wasi church. Everybody must to take new formation.
Yes.
Eh? Your COO is also your head usher.
Glory.
Eh?
Yes.
Imagine how your complaints. Imagine your break our fellowship in your complaints. 45 minutes of power. You will employ Muslims, though, and they will attend the fellowship.
Yes.
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 But imagine a Muslim attending Holy Ghosted church, Holy Ghosted service at work. Miracles happening at offices. Teachers taking their students to one corner, filling them with the Holy Ghost, sharp, sharp. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Yes, now. That is why he gave you the job. He gave you so that you can infiltrate the earth. The Bible said, "Go ye into the world. Make me disciples." If he can feed the birds, do you think he needs to give you a job for feeding? Your job is not for feeding, it's for destiny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why even our career is supernatural.
Yes, sir.
It's a tool for destiny. A tool for destiny. There is nobody here who is not in the ministry.
Yeah.
I am in the ministry. I am in the ministry. I'm a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank God for that wealthy man. He's one of the most wealthy people in Jerusalem. His name is Joseph Arimathea. Fool of the Holy Spirit. He had enough wisdom to buy the tomb of Jesus because he knows there's going to be resurrection. He knows of resurrection. Not, you see, no, people, they don't bury people in tomb. You have to be a wealthy person to have a personal tomb. That's why it's the patriarchs that have to. You have to be wealthy to. Mary cannot buy Jesus' tomb, but Jesus has a disciple called Joseph. Kodekinte Leon 12, but he's a full-time disciple. Full-time disciple. Say, after this, Joseph of Arimathea being a disciple of Jesus. The reason why he could collect his body was because he was an influential man. But he's a disciple. If Peter go, they will beat him. They will grab him. They will grab him. This is the man the other disciples were saying, I do not know. Other disciples say, I don't know Jesus. Peter said, I don't know Jesus. Joseph Arimathea said, I know him. What would I go do? I know him. Give me his body. All of you are in the ministry. All of you are in the ministry. I deliver you from sorrowful jobs. You are not to wake up in the morning to go and eat the bread of sorrow. Joseph Arimathea being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for the fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. So he came and took the body of Jesus. Let's read. No, go to where he bought. Look for where he bought the tomb. He got the tomb because he believes in the resurrection. He's a businessman but believes in resurrection. He's a business guru but believes in resurrection. May you not be part of those who relocate. After leaving the country, you call Nigeria Africa. Bunch of new senses. You call your country Africa. And then you say, you know, here there are not churches everywhere. There are no, you know, in Africa they make church. You are an idiot. You are an illiterate. Cut off from divine sense. You don't have spiritual sense. You are moved by things that is nothing. Because you have been empty for a long time. But your emptiness was covered by church attendance. Joseph Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God. Joseph Arimathea, he's a wealthy businessman, but actually his heart is first waiting for the kingdom of God. He's waiting for it. Oh, Camilla. Coming and taking courage. Does that not sound like Holy Ghost? He came and took courage. Went into Pilate and asked for Jesus, for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead and summoned the centurion and asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then he bought fine linen, took him down, wrapped him in linen, and laid him in a tomb, which he had been hewn. You see, that's why some of us, the mantle we carry, we understand it. We are not looking for money. You know why? Because our mantle is raising Joseph Arimathea.
Yes.
That we put, that can purchase fine linen.
Yes.
And can purchase tomb.
Yes.
So we are not intimidated. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you the truth. Though. I'm not lying to you. There is a mantle. There is a grace. We are not chasing anything. We are not chasing anything. I'm not. You might know other people. Me, I'm not. Because I believe that this anointing is all inclusive. It has everything inside it. There are billions in it. There are buildings in it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we are there now. We are there now. Go back to Nehemiah. We are there now. I'll show you something. We are there now. Then the king said to him, what do you request? Okay. He said, and I said to the king, if it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it. Then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, how long will your journey be and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Furthermore, I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they may permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. Let letters. Those are supernatural authorizations that will make you overcome princes and powers in the fulfillment of your destiny. I tell you, as you grow in God, as you focus on God, even tonight, letters are being downloaded to you. I tell you that kings, governors are going to make room for you. Oh. Allah dwell. There is fellowship tonight. There is Oshikebe Safi Karoduma. Kakabaya. He's here already. I'll let them. Give me the next verse. Let's read. Hube Kabredosa. There is something. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. That is where I said we want to receive today. The good hand of God. That's where we're arriving at tonight. Only care best. Oh, Ashame. Room is being made for you. Kabaradia. Elakada, can you play? Play for me. Play. Kekube, Shakuka, Baragadi, Labasia. Esalato. Arakia, Bo, Sheketelabaya. Room is being made for you. Authorizations. Letters. Permissions.
The doors are open. They are opening now. Authorization. Aha, Kabasakwal. Yes, that's the sound. Aha, Ashashashambe. Ayayokotolobogo sokotobosa. Eketoboshege de lobogosia. Aha! Come on, make it louder! Come on! Tell you tonight there is a priestly and a kingly procession going on. I tell you the truth, there is a priestly walk, there's a priestly walk going on the realm of the spirit. A priestly walk, it's a release in the realms of the spirit that is, it's announcing. Hear me, it's announcing. And it's commanding that your letters are handed to you. That the governors in the spirit are being told that it's your turn to enter into your kingly destiny. Because of the good hand of God that is upon you. The Glory Realms Ministries, the Glory Center, Community Church. We enter into our kingly assignment, our kingly destiny. There is a priestly assignment going on. Oh, Rebbe Kashakuaba. As the sound is going on, there is a work in the spirit. Can you begin to walk into destiny? Walk into authorities. Ah! The doors are opening. The doors are opening. Doors are opening. Doors, doors, doors for industries. The doors for industries. The doors in line with your destiny. The doors of your assignment. The doors of your purpose is opening. The keys are being given. The keys are being given. The keys are being given. Kabosha. Hallelujah. Keys have been given. Now you shall have what belongs to you. You shall not have what is ordained for you. You shall have it. What the Lord has ordained for you, you shall have it. Oh. You are no more beggarly. No, you are no more beggarly. You are now the one we have been waiting for. The Davidic grace has come upon you. Lift up your right hand and say, I am the owner. Look at that thing God has given to you, that thing God has spoken to you about. Now let your spirit take possession of it. As you scream, I am the owner, grace comes upon you. Come on! Whose place is this? Say, I am the owner! Whose throne is this? Whose seat is this? Whose place is this? Whose industry is this? Whose nation is this? Who's the owner? The hand of God is coming upon some of you right now. Oh. Hey, Kabbalah. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is coming upon you. There are five of you. Suddenly the glory of God will just take you over. And your legs will lose your strength. It's the glory. It's just for confirmation. It's just for awareness. It's for invitation. Hey! You are the owner. Asha Shashimeleta. Alla Gadominis. Iletobeya. Say. That is a divine procession. Oh. In your favor, their soul is now your own. There is a priestly. You have it. Fire is given to you. Fire is given to you. Kabas. Yeah. Kai. Yes, Lord. Glory to Jesus. You have been anointed a king. Sit and rule in the midst of your enemies. Amen.